As the Buffalo Public School District examines a proposed data system to provide an early warning indicator in tracking why a student is not in class, the Juan Morel Campus Secondary School in the New York City School District has already implemented a new tracking system.
The teachers are thrilled because they're seeing kids in the classroom in front of them who, you know, maybe in the past they hadn't seen with the same frequency.
Eric Fraser is principal at this community school in Brooklyn. It houses 630 students in 6th through 12th grades. The school at one point was experiencing up to 45% of its students missing up to 20 days of classes. Fraser tells WBFO News one of the problems at many schools in tracking attendance is staffers were never trained to use Excel spreadsheets. But now, this attendance heat map product has changed the way they watch school attendance.
At the same point last year, so this was mid-November, 30% of our students had already registered as chronically absent, and I think the number was down to 15% or something like that. So we had, just through the shifts this year, we had cut that, you know, historical pattern across our students in half.
The school is now able to figure out some patterns in attendance. It can reach out to students and find out what's preventing them from attending school earlier in the week.
Just some circumstantial family issues going on, or there might be a social-emotional well-being issue that's preventing the child from wanting to come to school in the morning. So we're better equipped this year to kind of notice those things earlier and to match the child with the right intervention.
One of the struggles that a school has or a district has is with so many different students and so many different reasons is getting the right services to the right student at the right time.
That's Chris Caruso, Executive Director of Community Schools at the New York City Department of Education. New community schools in the city started using the software tracking program in September.
New York City has a database that we use that allows us to look at individual students, and we're able to see which students are both at risk to being chronically absent. That means that they've missed 10% of the school days over the course of the school year, and then assign them to individual interventions early on in the school year. And that might be a mentor, that might be a guidance counselor talking to them, it might be a phone call home. But the important thing here is that students and their families understand that the expectation are that their students are in school and that they understand why this is so important.
And does it appear it's being effective?
It does, yeah. We've seen great results in a number of our interventions. So one of the more successful programs that our community schools are using is a success mentoring program. And that's when students who are at risk of being chronically absent are assigned a peer mentor, you know, checks in on them, helps encourage them to come to school.
Beyond those many home life barriers that are preventing some students from attending school, Principal Fraser also recognizes that students need a fair amount of engagement to keep them interested in coming back to class.
We just try to make sure that we have, you know, multiple layers of things that kids can connect to. There's just the human connection of having adults in the building that the kids really believe care about them and that know them well and that are trying to understand them just as individuals.
With word that 50% of students at Buffalo's Math, Science, and Technology School already missed 38 days of classes this season, both Fraser and Caruso highly recommend the Google Drive program for Buffalo's district in tackling the tremendously high absenteeism rates.
The district taking responsibility for aggregating and presenting data to us in a way that's immediately useful has allowed us to do the work that we're supposed to do.
We are seeing the efforts pay off. So our rates of chronic absenteeism have dropped significantly in the schools where we've invested these resources. So when you keep your eye on the ball and when you're looking at this from a comprehensive point of view, you can really make a difference.
Chronic absenteeism remains a challenge for many districts across the nation. And Caruso noted research around the effects are profound. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.